May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Brackett asked me just before, he said the gospel reading today was the beheading of John the Baptist. And he said, is there another one that might fit? And so that was the best one I could come up with to fit what I want to talk about. I'm actually going to talk about for a couple of days from two different places. The Song of Solomon, but this is Song of Solomon, which is my favorite book. It should become your favorite book, too. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 3. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. In his shade I took great delight and sat down. His fruit was sweet to my taste, and he has brought me to his banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. It's a really famous verse from the Song of Solomon, probably the most famous one. Years ago, there was a charismatic song, brought me to his banqueting table. The banqueting table that he speaks of here is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus is God's banqueting table made available to us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, for we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, in the person of Christ. That in him we have everything that pertains to life and godliness, Peter said. And again, if you're CTKers, you've heard this scripture a million times. Colossians chapter 2 says, for all the fullness of deity is embodied in him, and we have been made full in Christ. The banqueting table is not a thing. The banqueting table is a person. And the all-sufficiency of grace that's in the person of Christ, the unlimitable resources of God in the person of Christ, is the banqueting table that we've been invited to pull up to draw from day by day in our lives. There's not one temptation within, there's not one testing or trial without, that Christ himself isn't God's adequate provision for. Not only adequate provision for, he's the 12 basket full, the extra, above, overflowing, more than enough. The much more of God. Christianity, again, is not a formula. Christianity is a person. And from beginning to end, it's drawing from the adequate resources and the all-sufficiency of Christ that flows from his finished work. His death, so that I won't have to go to hell one day, and his life in me, so that I have to live in hell every day on the way to heaven. The hell of defeat and discouragement and despair and self-pity and all the other stuff. Jesus Christ is the banqueting table. And he says, he, by his grace, has brought me to his banqueting table, and his banner over us is love. Whenever Israel would divide up into tribes to go out to battle, or when they would camp, they would all rest under or stand under a banner. And each banner represented ownership and identity. If you were under this tribe, the banner was over you, and that's who you belonged to. That was your tribe. It was not just identity. It was about authority and ownership. That was who you were. You couldn't flow under this banner if you were part of this tribe. If you were part of the tribe of Judah, you couldn't flow under the banner of Benjamin. And so banner speaks of identity, and identity is all about who you are, who you belong to, what makes you up. And so when he talks about the banqueting table is the person of Jesus is so clear throughout the Song of Solomon. Those verses before about resting under his shade John 15, abiding in him, who is our banqueting table, resting and abiding and drawing moment by moment from the resources, the unending, unsearchable resources that are in the person of Jesus. For every situation, every temptation, every circumstance. But the condition from which we're able to draw from Christ at the banqueting table is that we have to be under his banner. doesn't just mean that you prayed the prayer and you call yourself a Christian, but you actually rest under the lordship and ownership of Christ Himself. His authority. That's so significant. Because so many Christians don't understand why they live a powerless life, and yet there are so many areas of our lives that we refuse to surrender under His banner. It's impossible to enjoy the banqueting table and the resources that are ours in Christ if there are areas of our lives that we've refused to surrender up under that banner. One of the things that my spiritual father used to say a lot is that when you're walking under the lordship of Jesus, you really don't have any more decisions to make. There's a lot of freedom in that. You just have instructions to obey. But here's the cool thing about that gospel reading is that in that verse 8, Peter acknowledged, he said, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." He recognized, and you know, he was also the first one to recognize that Jesus was who he said he was among the disciples. But he acknowledged the lordship of Christ. And in response to that, when Jesus speaks to them, he says, "Don't be afraid. I'm going to make you fishers of men." And the way that Jesus brought Peter to the place where he was able to acknowledge that Jesus was Lord wasn't through fear. It wasn't through condemnation. And it wasn't through guilt. And sadly, tragically, so many Christian leaders and so many Christian teachers manipulate and think they can bring believers to a place of surrender through intimidation and guilt. Holiness is an act of love and freedom in response to Him. Not the holiness of fear, but it's the holiness of freedom. The way He wins our hearts, the way He won Peter's heart, was this amazing act of grace. They caught more fish than ever caught before. They experienced the extravagant expression of the grace and the supernatural activity of God. And then, when Peter responded the way he did in fear, Jesus comforted him. He didn't say, "It is true. You are a terrible sinner. And you're going to prove to be that as time goes by." He said, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I can do something with somebody like you, even though you're not perfect, but you see me as Lord." You see, that's the point. He's brought me to His banqueting table, and that banner over me is love. The way He wins us to the lordship of Christ, the way He wins us to come to the place of absolute total surrender is by the love of God. His furious, endless, unconditional, extraordinary, unmistakable, inexplicable love of God is what wins a heart. And it's under that banner of love that causes us to grow in trust and faith that I actually can draw from the provision moment by moment, day by day, because faith works through what? Love. Galatians 5:6. A banner of ownership, but a banner of ownership that was won by love is how a person comes to a place where they're able to simply rest and abide under His shade, gratefully trusting step by step in the banqueting table that is Jesus. The provision that is Jesus, the all-sufficiency of Christ that is Jesus for everything they'll ever face or for everything they'll ever need. That's just a cool verse. It's like the whole New Testament in that one little verse. I know Roxanne likes it because she's a Song of Solomon fan. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.